Today we have Agnieszka, and she is an ultramarathon runner. On the 14th of July this year, she set off from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port on the Camino Frances and ran 772 kilometres to arrive in Santiago de Compostela 9 days and 15 hours later on the 23rd of July.
That's a kind of funny story because I started running some time ago, it was 11 years ago, just to lose some weight, just to get fit like most of people. Then I went quite quickly into marathon running, but I didn't enjoy that very much. It was going on roads all the time. Every marathon seemed to be the same. And then I had a very, very small injury at the bottom of my foot, so I got it fixed. And while I was recovering, I was watching everything about running on YouTube, possibly I could. And I found this race at Transvulcania in La Palma, that's one of the Canary Islands. And it was ultra marathon in the mountains. And I said, wow, that looks cool. And next year I was there at the starting line and I fell in love. That's me, mountains, long distances. That's what I love since then. Camino is very special for many people. It's very special to me as well. The first time I heard about it 5 years ago from one of the ladies in our church, and she was doing that in stages. 1 year she was doing 1 week, the other way, another week, and so on. And I was like, wow, how it could be to run the whole thing? It was already there, I was already new to ultra running, I was totally new, I didn't know what I'm talking about, but the idea was there. And obviously it took another years of training, of racing in very long distances. And then I decided to just go for it, I was ready to go, and my plan was to do it below 10 days, that's what I really wanted. And we did go with my husband last year. We wanted to do it in self-support manner. We hadn't had a clue what we are asking for. There were so many factors we didn't know about and we weren't prepared for. So I ended up just doing some stages of the Camino, we were not able to cover the whole distance. But back then we decided, we're gonna use this experience and I'm gonna come back next year running the whole distance by myself, and my husband supporting me, so that's how we did it this year.
Was this the longest distance you ever ran then?
Yes, up to date, that's the longest one, yes.
So far.
Yes, definitely. I set up some new limits for myself and I went beyond a few times. The beginning was great. The first 3 days I was just flying. I was just enjoying the views, enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying everything. And then from Ista to Lyon, you have this huge stretch where there is basically nothing. There are just plains and fields and, there is no shadow really, obviously, July is very, very hot. So that was the hardest part. I was really struggling there. And there were the days that I had to shorten my distance a bit because I was just not able to run all the time. But I survived somehow those days. And after Lyon, it gets a bit better. There are some hills, there are some mountains again. Especially day 7 was great because I arrived to Cruz de Fierro, which is absolutely brilliant place. I love that place very much. And from there, it was a bit easier to run and to push forward. And the last day was just, again, flying. At least the first part of the day was really flying because you have loads of people doing just the last stretch of the Camino, so you constantly meet people on the way and they're looking like, what is she doing actually? Yeah. So you pass over them and that keeps you, motivated and boosts your energy. And then I remember 42nd kilometer, I stopped to have some pasta and some proper meal. And then I had the last 40 or something kilometers to go and I was completely drained, I basically just stopped and I felt like I can't go anymore. And that was this critical moment, I guess, of my journey, because I knew it's so close, and my body knew it's so close that everything seemed to just, you know, shutting down. But after another 10 kilometers, something of fast walking, I kicked off again, and that was very great to arrive to Santiago, to the cathedral. That was a great experience.
Yes, yeah. It must have been nice knowing you were so close to really get through that. I guess that was like your runner's wall.
Yes.
That you hear people talk about, but you know, as you said, you walked fast, you got past it, and then managed to find.
Yeah, I knew I can't just give up, like, not at this stage, no. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends, like, do you want to run for the experience of running, or do you want, you know, to push for some fast times? Like, think about the weather, like, think about the time of the year when you want to do it. I picked July only because I really wanted to start on my birthday. There's some personal story behind it, but that was very important to me, so that's why July. If I wanted to go for world record, I would probably go in March or April, like did the previous lady, Jennifer Anderson. She was 10 hours faster than me. Yeah, yeah, but I didn't, well, that would be cool to go for a record anyways. Yeah. At least I have European records at the moment, at least. That lady is from the US. But that wasn't the main point. The main point was I wanted to start on my birthday. But if you want to go for the fast time, think about the other time of the year, maybe. Think about nutrition, because there are some places where there's plenty of food and plenty of choices, but there are some places where there's nothing, basically. And on top of that, they have those breaks during the day, where many shops or restaurants are just simply closed and they don't serve any food whatsoever. So this is kind of planning as well. And in terms of training, just long runs, just run and run and run. Not necessarily fast, but, you know, mileage, just log in as much mileage as you can.
Yeah. And I believe you're a vegetarian, is that correct?
Yes.
So was that maybe, do you think, why you might have struggled with some food choices on the Camino, or did you find actually, even comparing to last year, there was a few more options?
Well, this year there was no problem because my husband was supporting me, so he was getting everything I wanted in stores. But last year that was one of the things that that caused us to actually not do the whole Camino, because we are both vegetarians and there were some places where there was simply nothing for us. And on top of that, in very small villages, people don't speak English, they don't really understand what you really want. So yeah, that was one of those struggles as well, yeah. Yeah, so walking or running, brilliant experience, absolutely amazing experience. Not necessarily, you don't have to be necessarily spiritual. Like, people go even to have some fun and relax, or maybe to have some time for yourself. It's a very special place, I think. And for the whole trip, for the whole almost 800 kilometers, I felt safe and I felt protected. And that was amazing. As I said, many people are doing the last stretch of the Camino from Sarria to Santiago. It's a bit crowded for me. Like, if you really want to walk and feel the atmosphere, you don't necessarily choose this. Say you have only a week to choose, to use. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend the last stretch of the Camino. If you have only 1 week, why don't you start in France and go through whole Pyrenees? It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Or the second place that I mentioned, Cruz de Fiera. I love this place. You have lovely mountains, and the atmosphere there is just great, and there is so many things going on there. That's a specific place as well for many people, because you can use this as a kind of prayer or intention. At least that's what I did, and that's what many people do. You just pick a stone from here in Ireland, and you just go there and you throw the stone at this hill with big cross, and you just say your little prayer, you know, whatever you want, and that's something awesome. I think that's a cool idea. Some ideas, definitely. I'm not yet sure when they will be realistic. There are some courses where I would like to maybe go for records this time. There are two big trails in Poland. I'm actually thinking of doing two more Caminos. Yeah, so I might go back to you with this one day. And maybe to go through the Pyrenees, like, you know, I know there is a race that goes through the whole Pyrenees, that would be awesome as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, time will show, but there are some ideas, and I'm pretty sure I'll have more.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much for that was lovely.
Thank you very much.